But we're having the conversation, are the Browns still sellers at the deadline, and should the Browns continue to try and win? And the reality is, I think the Browns should continue to try and be a competitive team. And I know that that's, like, that doesn't necessarily save Kevin Stefanski's job. Like, if I'm Jimmy Haslam, if you're the meddler of all meddlers, right? You're Bette Midler. It's a great joke that, like, 12% of the audience is going to get.
I think we all know. We know Bette Midler.
I don't think a lot of people do.
Does Jax know Bette Midler?
No, absolutely.
Not a clue.
Yeah.
You don't have a clue who Bette Midler is?
Why? 22-year-old
Wind Beneath
boy.
My Wings? That's the Bette Midler poll that I was going with.
Yeah,
you're very offended
not, yeah,
that that's
no
the
idea.
Bette Midler
yeah,
poll.
You've seen Hocus Pocus. Come on, everybody's...
Well, okay, that like actually is a little surprising. He hasn't seen Hocus Pocus. That would have been the only shot I gave him.
I thought she was like a national treasure, doesn't I? I just assumed everyone knew who Bette Midler was.
40 years ago. Whew, that was... I realized...
You're going to get some letters from Bette Midler.
It left my mouth and I was like, ooh. Like, yeah, Beaches was 40 years ago, dude.
Beaches.
I was waterboarded with Beaches as a child.
I can't be the same person that's like, Ferris Bueller Day Off was a really long time ago, and then be like, I'm shocked no one knows who Bette Midler is.
You mean a teen comedy versus a woman who was a...
No, they're both a long time ago. They're both a long time ago.
Yeah,
I just thought Bette Midler had more staying power than that.
Jeez,
I don't know. Kayla agrees.
What was the last... Okay, God bless it. I can't believe... What was the last great thing Bette Midler's been in on?
Probably singing the final Johnny Carson show episode. That's probably it.
1992.
Is that early 90s.
Right. Okay.
I think that's about it.
All right.
I'm not
saying you're wrong. I just think that...
Singing her heart out to Johnny.
I think it kind of just proved the point there. And by the way, we've lost all of our audience for talking about Bette Midler for this long.
Well, you tried making a Bette Midler joke and then, assumed that it was going to land.
Yeah. No. I just wanted that
it
joke.
Hit with me.
Listen,
it hit with me.
Some jokes are for the audience. Some jokes are for you.
I take it back.
And some are just for me.
Macaroni Midler on the Seinfeld episode is probably the last relevancy of Bette Midler.
So here's the problem. I grew up with an older sister, 15 months older than me. She loved Bette Midler. So when we shared a room, half of it, one night I would have the jukebox to go to bed to, the next one she would. And I listened to so much Bette Midler. So much.
Is that why you're
and
an emotional human?
I was waterboarded with Beaches like you would not believe. So
it's not waterboarded. That's just a good listen.
No, I was forced to watch it. And I that's when I stopped growing as a human being. So all my problems are tied back to Bette Midler.
Okay.
There's really no way out of this other than to say, God bless Bette Midler. She's
I would love if that
talent.
Was your therapy session, by the way.
It's not far off.
Let's start with Bette, and then we'll go from there.
Like, all right, this is a picture of her in 1977 from Gypsy. What do we feel today? Now, getting back to things our audience might care about. Ron Warner on Twitter saying, how dare you say she was just in Hocus Pocus?
I wouldn't say a Ron Warner tweet, by the way, is things our audience cares about.
That is not what I said. I said Jax might know her best. That was our only shot, was Hocus Pocus.
It really was.
With Jax. And even that was a bridge too far. But to get back to the Browns, good God. I don't know how we started. I don't know how we got here. I just know it's not good. So let's take Robert in Brecksville because he'll save the show. What's up, buddy?
Oh, yeah, I will save the show. Let's change the topic. JP, does that shirt fit your kid yet?
Yes, it does. Thank you for sending that.
All right. That is not saving the show.
That was
yeah, but a beast of conversation you had because I wasn't paying attention.
It was very nice. It was very nice of you to send that.
Thank you
that for
your
for
honesty.
Daughter.
The line here
right,
says
let's
there's
talk
a...
about sports.
Okay, let's get to that.
All right, so the one variable I haven't heard anyone on the station or anybody else bring up that would probably save Stefanski and Barry for at least...
By the way, Robert, when you say this, there's going to be...
Yeah.
We probably did an hour on it within the past week, and other shows have clearly addressed whatever you're about to say, and I have no idea what you're about to say, but go ahead.
All right. The thing that will save their jobs at least going into far enough into next season is it depends on how much of legal mess Bibb and Cleveland wants to make over the Brook Park site. I think Jimmy and D will be too distracted, let alone not necessarily distracted.
Okay, you're right. No one said this.
Where they aren't going to really want to search for a head coach or a GM or both while they're trying to
Robert,
deal with
Robert, I love you. This might be the dumbest take I've ever heard in my life. You're
think,
a fantastic
I think
human.
At least get him a few,
you're a good person.
It'll get him a few games going into next year.
No chance does that influence anything that the Browns do from a organizational standpoint. There's zero chance that happens.
Well, I mean, we could just sit and watch and wait and see what happens. I mean, it beats why you were talking about before you took my call, so.
You don't have to get mean about it.
Man.
You don't have to get mean about it.
I think you got mean first, and I think he just responded with mean.
We're mean on mean right now.
Robert, we appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Robert.
Also, to go full My Cousin Vinny, another movie Jax has never seen, everything that guy just said is BS. There's not a shot in hell. You think Jimmy Haslam...
That was the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard.
Jimmy Haslam is the equivalent, the football owner equivalent of Jameis Winston. All right? He's just a gunslinger.
I like it.
All right? Jimmy is best when Jimmy's shooting from the hip. And I'll be honest, Jimmy, this is my message to you.
The Leroy Jenkins of owners.
Everybody else is holding you back, kid. All right? You got to get out there and you got to start firing people. All right? You got the power to fire the mayor. I know you do. I've seen where your funding goes. But not just that. Not just politicians. Saddle up, buckaroo, because you haven't forgotten how to fire people. And anyone trying to say it, listen, this not sounds like I'm rooting for him to fail. Rooting for him to fire people. That's not, I just would like there is, if they go 3-14, there is this. We've turned it into people just want to be. They just want to be in the club of smart analytical people, and they just want to. Well, you know, wide variance. I've said that like 12 times this month. But no. Well, we got. You know, we can't just be at the whim of an owner. Yeah, that's kind of how America works, Jack. All right. So this idea that Jimmy is somehow reformed or changed. No, Jimmy's going
to
be Jimmy.
Well, I do think Jimmy. I think he tried to change. And I think it's been 5 years, and that's a lot of patience for someone like Jimmy Haslam to not fire the head coach and to not fire the GM and to not fire everyone. And I think after 5 years, he's got nothing to show for it.
But, okay, with that...
And I think that's going to have him revert back to his old ways.
But I think...
Then you try the new thing, and if it works, that's now your deal. He gave it the old college try. It was legitimately 5 years, and didn't work. Hasn't worked.
But this is more me just trying to discredit what Robert said. The idea that
Jimmy
can't wage war on a hapless mayor and a hapless football team is just nonsense.
Oh, yeah. Billionaires have a lot of time on their hands. Yeah. They can do multiple fights at the same time.
So I actually heard this description once about how the farther you go up the ladder in a corporation, the less decisions you have to make. But the decisions that you do make carry more weight because they're more consequential decisions.
Sure.
Jimmy's got like three. Jimmy's got like fire or do not fire, sue or do not sue,
build or don't build.
And I'll be honest with you, it's been like a week since he sued the city of Cleveland. Like, I mean,
Think though? Like, I think what Robert's getting at is more the idea that we thought the crew was going to be enough of a distraction. We thought the Bucks would be enough of a distraction. There's no distraction. All he's ever done is focused in on the Browns.
Well, and
which
also
is fine. I don't. It's not the end of the world.
So I was making a joke there about, you know, shooter's going to shoot Jimmy. You know, don't let these people talk you out of it. It's also not just Jimmy. D is very involved. JW is very involved.
Yeah.
I will say I don't really know this for a fact, but I'm assuming his daughters are super involved. I think the business people are super. I think everybody's super involved. So to speak in like, oh, Jimmy's going to be distracted. Yeah, Jimmy can be distracted and other people can't be. Like, there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. For better or worse, it probably makes this conversation even tougher because what might appease Jimmy might not appease somebody else in that crew. And that's the ultimate variable that we don't really know about. And I just want to say ultimate variable.
Yeah. Robert also sent that shirt to my daughter like a year ago. At what point was he supposed to address that? That felt like an odd time for that, no?
So wait. Do you feel like the statute of limitations had passed on that?
That was a weird thing to lead with, was it not?
I mean, I liked it better than when he insulted us.
Yeah, he did insult us.
Yeah. And you insulted him first. And I just caught a stray. Just sitting here being the sweet old smiley face.
Once he goes after, no, he went after Bette Midler first, and I won't stand for it, Nick.
That's right. Everybody knows. You cross Bette Midler, you cross Jonathan Peterlin.
That's
people
right.
have been saying it.
Right.
5-5 next on 92.3 The Fan.